Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're talking about, well, what else? Food. If I don't have a guest, it seems like food is the thing, my favorite topic. But we'll have some more guests here this week. Anyhow, food. One of the things I thought we'd talk about are pumpkin seeds. You know, have you purchased any pumpkins, especially if you're going to make pie out of them? But even if you're not, you know, you're going to open them up and take those seeds out. Seeds are very nutritious and they're yummy, and you can use them in a number of different ways. So what do you do with them? They do need to at least be dried out, or you may want to actually toast them. If you want to just kind of dry them out and not add a lot of toasty flavor, then of course you're going to rinse them off, clean them off, and let them dry, and then put them in the oven with just, you know, spread them out on a cookie sheet in a thin layer at about 160 to 170 degrees. It'll take 15 to 20 minutes. Then they could be used in bread. You know, one of the things I do when I make my bread is to put the pumpkin seeds on a baking sheet instead of greasing it, something like that. Put the pumpkin seeds down, put the bread on top of it, and they just kind of the pumpkin seeds become a part of the bread. Pretty yummy and adds a little crunch. Now, if you want to actually have them toasted or roasted, you know, add that extra bit of flavor, different flavor, then, of course, you still need to wash them off, let them dry, and you'll need to add some oil. For 2 cups of pumpkin seeds, probably 2 tablespoons of oil. So we're talking a 1-to-1 ratio here. And if you'd like, add some salt. Some sea salt would be good. Or other spices if you'd like, and you might experiment with that. And again, put them on the cookie sheet, spread them out, single layer, and bake at, try it at 350. If you think that's a little warm or a little hot for it, 325. Of course, if it's 325, it's going to take a little bit longer. 350, 12 to 15 minutes. And you'll have roasted, toasted pumpkin seeds. Great for snacking, great for the kids, and great for everybody. A little crunch, and it's always nice when it's added nutrition on top of the yumminess. Well, as I was kind of looking through my magazines and thinking about topics, a couple things kind of struck my interest. One was, have you been reading, not so much real recently, but over time, the Mediterranean diet? You know, if you want to be really healthy, especially related to heart health, well, what you need to do is use the Mediterranean diet. And it's a way of eating. It's not so much as, you know, certain cups of this and certain cups of that. It's a way of eating, and it's a bit unique compared to the way most of us eat, but very healthy. Now, when you think Mediterranean, what do you think of? Well, a lot of us probably think of Italy, and when we think of Italy, we think of spaghetti and meatballs. We may think of pizza loaded with cheese and so on. We may think of some certain sweets. That may be food that reminds us of the Mediterranean and especially of Italy, but it's not what's on the Mediterranean diet. In general, the Mediterranean diet is high in beans, high in whole grains, lots of fruits and vegetables, fish, little red and processed meat, and little saturated fat, and a moderate amount of alcohol. So when we're talking a lot, well, the vegetables might range from 4 to 6 servings a day, plus 3 to 5 servings of fruit. So we're talking, 10 or more servings of fruits and vegetables for the daily meals. Grains, 4 servings, that's kind of a pretty general recommendation, but they should be whole wheat, whether that's pasta or cereal or bread, should be whole grain. 3 to 4 ounces of meat and poultry for the total day, and add a bit of fish in there. Low-fat dairy, little sugar, desserts and sweets, like one small cookie plus a half a teaspoon of sugar. Very little sugar. Hey, that'd be good for all of us, of course. And nuts are a great option. You know, we told you those pumpkin seeds would come here, but almost any kind of nuts is a good addition. And then olive oil or canola oil or some other kind of oil that's mono or unsaturated oil. Probably quite difficult for many of us to follow, but if we want to kind of get closer to that, well, change gradually. It would be very difficult to go from, for most of us, from what we're eating now to that big a change. But, you know, you could cut back on the sugar, especially in the snacks and those kinds of things. Add a couple of pieces of fruit in there, a couple of vegetables. You gradually could get to be a healthier diet. And, you know, probably not quite that extreme, but some of that information is similar to a diabetic diet. We'd all be healthier if we had to eat as recommended for diabetics. Well, talking about fruit, and when you go into the store, and especially this time of year, you see a whole choice of pears, yummy pears. If we've been lucky, we've had on our yard, in our yard, or we've known friends who have pear trees and we could get those locally going, growing yummiest, juiciest pears ever. But for most of us, we're going to go to the market to get those pears. So how do you choose? Because there's that whole array of pears there. Bartlett is probably the most common one, the one we use most often, probably because that's what we're used to. It is the juiciest of pears. It's full flavored and they cook quickly. And they ripen in 4 to 5 days, turning golden yellow. So if you buy them with a bit of green on, they are going to turn color, but it doesn't take very long. Anju, those are sweet, juicy, firm with a hint of citrus. They're great all-purpose, great for snacking, slicing fresh into salads. And the red or green fruit ripen in 7 to 10 days without changing color. So you probably have to feel them to tell if they're really ripe. Do they turn from really hard to just a bit softer? Not mushy soft, but a little bit softer. What about Bosc, B-O-S-C? You'll also see those in the market. And those are the brown ones, russet colored. They're crisp. Expect them to not be soft. Expect them to be crisp. So if there's somebody in your house that doesn't like that softer texture, here's the choice for you to use the Bosc pears. They are highly aromatic with a spicy flavor. Great raw, but they also hold the shape if you want to do some baking or poaching. And what's prettier than a poached pear for a dessert? So this russet brown fruit ripens in 5 to 7 days without changing color. Bosc are sweeter and more flavorful earlier in the ripening process than most pears. So we've probably been seeing those a bit in the market for a while, longer than we have some of the others. The Anjou, usually we see those September to next July, so those have been the more recent ones. Bartlett's probably started in the summer in July. So it kind of depends on the season. Also depends on what you want to use those pears for. But if you haven't tried something other than Bartlett's, this would be a good time because all of these that I mentioned are pretty much at their peak right now. And they're great, some of them cooked. And also try them in a salad. They're just great in a salad. Instead of those fresh strawberries that we liked earlier, try some fresh pears in a tossed salad. You might be pleasantly surprised if you haven't done that. So the other last real quick item, do you use your slow cooker in the summertime? It's a great summertime thing, but lots of people get them out in the cool weather. take a look at the recipes and kind of kick yourself out of the rut there. You can do breads and desserts and other things besides the meat and, of course, veggies. So try out some new things in the slow cooker. Until next time, be a bit adventuresome. Try some new tastes.